As angels from the realms of glory, number 22. What it is we believe using the affirmation of faith, which is from a brief statement of faith from the Presbyterian Church, USA. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us the courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. Let us now serve God through the giving of our offerings and tithes. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us. And we ask that you help us to use these gifts to be your light in the world, to embody the love and the kindness and the seeking of justice that you showed to us in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. may be seated. Friends, as we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would invite you to share any joys or concerns that you would like. Yes, Janet? Happy birthday, Shara. Other prayer requests we have today? Yeah. For Danny. Other prayer requests today? Yes, Joe. Okay. David Weitzel. Jeff and I saw David on Christmas night. He was at Becky and Bill's and is doing pretty well, although Joe says he had a slight emergency, but he's back at home and doing well. So it was good to see him. Any other prayer requests? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. Friends, it is a special privilege, I think, to be able to celebrate communion on the first day of the new year. It doesn't happen very often, but here we are. And so I invite you to come and to share in this beautiful feast that Christ has for us, that Christ has given to us, that it may nourish us and sustain us and keep us in Christ throughout the year. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, God of majesty and splendor. By your power, you created all that is, making a universe out of chaos and ruling over all things in love. Through the ages, you called your people to love and serve you and to be your light among the nations. When we failed you, you did not fail us and sent prophets to call us back to your ways. We praise you that in the fullness of time you revealed your love by sending your Son, Jesus, to be the light of the world. He came to heal our brokenness and to set before us the ways of justice and peace. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. He was born to dwell among us full of grace and truth. In him we have seen your glory. Baptized by John in the Jordan, he lived for you, spoke your truth, showed your love, and gave himself for others. In his death on the cross, he overcame death. He overcame death, and rising from the tomb, he raised us to eternal life and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice, dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray especially for the concerns of this congregation. We pray for David, who had a small emergency this week, but is back at home and doing well. We pray for Sharon Carlin this week on her birthday, that she may enter a new year of her own, a year of wonder and grace and love. And we pray for Sharon and Ron's son-in-law, Danny, who is recovering from a stroke, and for their daughter, Lisa, and their grandson, as they support Danny in his recovery. And Lord, we also pray for the things that concern us in this world, for the war that continues in the Middle East against enemies. We pray for our country as we transition to a new president and new senators and congresspeople. We pray for our city as it continues to try to redevelop and remake itself. We pray for the Cornerstone Project as we continue to work with it and sharing our gifts with them. And we pray for many other things that are unspoken or unknown now as we have a moment of silence. Illumine our hearts in this new year, O God, with the radiance of Christ's presence, that our lives may show forth his love in this weary world. Teach us to befriend the lost, to serve the poor, to reconcile our enemies, and to love our neighbors. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was arrested, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and poured it out, saying, This cup is my blood shed for you. It is the new covenant that we will have together. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me. Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Where are my
Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is number 2095 in the Sing the Faith, Star Child. That is my charge to you on this first day of 2017. Let us work together to make this the year that Christmas comes, that Christ comes for everyone alive. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.